Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Canon of Scripture by F.F. Bruce, narrated by Michael Page. Preface. When I taught in the University of Manchester, I lectured in alternate years on the text and canon of the Old Testament and the text and canon of the New Testament. My lectures on the text, I hope, served the needs of the students who listened to them, but they do not call for further publication. The subject matter of my lectures on the canon, however, has continued to engage my attention as regards both to its historical aspect and its relevance today. It will be plain in what follows that I am more concerned about the New Testament canon than about the Old Testament canon. The collapse of the century-old consensus on the Old Testament canon, namely that the process of canonization is indicated by the traditional threefold division of books in the Hebrew Bible, has been underlined in two important works of recent date: Roger Beckwith's The Old Testament Canon of the New Testament Church and John Barton's Oracles of God. Attacks have been made on the consensus on the New Testament canon, namely that its main structure was substantially fixed by the end of the second century. It continues to stand, however, because it is supported by weighty evidence, as is shown in Bruce Metzger's magnificent work on the canon of the New Testament. When a consensus is attacked, it has to be carefully reassessed, and that is all to the good. There is no point in pretending that we know more than we do. With works like those mentioned now available, it may be asked, what need is there for this book? Perhaps the author needs to get it out of his system, but it may justify its appearance as an attempt to communicate the present state of knowledge to a wider public. I am most grateful to the University of London for permission to reproduce my Ethel M. Wood lecture, 1974, as Appendix 1, and to the Epworth Review and its editor, the Reverend John Stacey, for permission to reproduce my A.S. Peake Memorial lecture, 1976, as Appendix 2. My first introduction to this subject was effected through the original edition of the Text and Canon of the New Testament by my revered teacher Alexander Souter, Regius Professor of Humanity in the University of Aberdeen. My indebtedness to him and to the department over which he presided with high distinction, together with its sister department of Greek, is acknowledged in the dedication. F.F.B. Part 1. Introduction. Chapter 1. Holy Scripture. The word canon. When we speak of the canon of Scripture, the word canon has a simple meaning. It means the list of books contained in Scripture, the list of books recognized as worthy to be included in the sacred writings of a worshipping community. In a Christian context, we might define the word as the list of the writings acknowledged by the Church as documents of the divine revelation. In this sense, the word appears to have been first used by Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria, in a letter circulated in AD 367. The word canon has come into our language through Latin from the Greek word kanon. In Greek, it meant a rod, especially a straight rod used as a rule. From this usage comes the other meaning which the word commonly bears in English, rule or standard. We speak, for example, of the canons or rules of the Church of England. But a straight rod used as a rule might be marked in units of length, like a modern ruler marked in inches or centimetres. From this practice, the Greek word kanon came to be used of the series of such marks, and hence to be used in the general sense of series or list. It is this last usage that underlies the term the canon of Scripture. Before the word canon came to be used in the sense of list, it was used in another sense by the Church, in the phrase the rule of faith or the rule of truth. In the earlier Christian centuries, this was a summary of Christian teaching, believed to reproduce what the apostles themselves taught, by which any system of doctrine offered for Christian acceptance or any interpretation of biblical writings was to be assessed. But when once the limits of Holy Scripture came to be generally agreed upon, Holy Scripture itself came to be regarded as the rule of faith. For example, Thomas Aquinas, circa 1225 to 1274, says that canonical Scripture alone is the rule of faith.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?